I want to try to explain what it means when throughout the New Testament it says that we've been translated into the kingdom of his Son. And not only that, I mean so much more. The word Messiah means the desired one, the desired of the nations, the desired of God, the desired of man. And all the prophecy is spoken of in the scriptures, all the ancient documents have prophesied and spoken of, all the hopes and dreams of every person that has ever been alive, all your heart's desires, your dreams, and your hopes are all fulfilled in Messiah. If that isn't true, then it's not Messiah. All your financial needs, all your emotional needs, all your physical needs, and much more have been fulfilled, or he is not Messiah. You understand that a little bit? Well, if he's not Messiah, he's just some insurance policy. That just in case you die or just in case something bad happens to you, you know, then you can get some payoff. What is it that each one of you think you want? What is it? It's as different as the time, and it's as different as the individuals. But thus far in your life, every time you've gotten something that you thought you wanted, it didn't satisfy. It didn't happen. Whatever it was didn't happen. And so now you've got a whole other series of its, that if it happens, then I'll be satisfied. Even though for 1,000,000 times you've gotten it, and it wasn't what you wanted, it didn't satisfy. Well, that drive in you, which is really all you're concerned about. I mean, you don't give a shit about theories of Messiah, do you? You don't care about theories of heaven or theories of hell. And you care what will satisfy you, will meet your needs. You have these intellectual discussions. Oh, I think heaven is like this. You have this great concern for somebody that might be going to hell. I mean, you really don't care. You care that you just like all men. You lie, cheat, steal, lie like a mother's in order to have the climax. Does that communicate with anybody?
Not lately. Just because I do remember.
Yeah.
Vaguely. I have some vague memories of what
picture
that
in the closet, huh?
Yeah, right. What you care about is that your heart's desire, your need, is fulfilled. Everything else is just philosophy. You can have these great programs and plans, but let self get in between the program and the plan, and what happens? The program or plan goes out the door. Self is all consuming. Anybody doubt that? I don't have to go through and prove it one by one, do I?
Well, I mean, like, there are these like, little needs sprinkled around like breadcrumbs, you know. But you're talking about the
talking about all
core
needs.
Need. The...
Yeah, but I'm talking about the core need that if it's met, then everything else is met.
Right, right.
The mysterious, outlandish, ridiculous promise of the scriptures is that Messiah has fulfilled all possible needs for every possible situation for every man and every woman on the face of the earth. That's what he meant when he said it was finished. He didn't mean like some theoretical finishedness. He meant finished. That's why he said, you know, the kingdom of God does not come by observation. And by the way, you don't really care what the kingdom of God is either. Is that clear? Everybody accept that? Maybe you'd like to get into a discussion about it.
Joy, peace.
Well, it's true, but what does it mean? Your only concern about the kingdom of God is, what does it mean to me? Right? Well, that's the mystery of the kingdom of God. It satisfies all needs. Now,
I remember, but this doesn't, what you were saying that one time that blew my mind about when you said Christ is all things to all men. It's just like, that means he has to be everything. I mean, whatever, the desired one, whatever you desire.
But not from a physical standpoint.
All.
Yes. Even physical
stuff. All. He's all things to all men at all times.
So then he fulfills the flesh.
All. What does it mean? Well, that's just your flesh talking. What does that mean? So what are you going to stop? You're going to stop and say, oh, this is flesh, and this is soul, and this is spirit. That's why I hate cliches so badly. I hate it when somebody, you know, in the name of exhortation, remember I sort of talked about this the last time we met, about how, like, especially husbands throw out little religious cliches at their wives. Well, it's, and you should, I hate it. I took out a kill the next husband that does that.
I always wonder how he perfected the flesh. How is it that he...
Perfected doesn't mean he fulfilled all things. If you're talking about sex, which I'm sure you are.
I have no idea.
Well, I mean...
I'm just talking about, there's just, you know, if pleasure. He's in the flesh, you know, he's flesh and blood. You know, flesh and blood can only be self-seeking, right? He takes the Son, but... because he's the Son of God, he instead of comes from a point of self-seeking, going with the self-seeking impulse, he transforms that into...
Because what?
Huh?
Because why?
I don't know.
Because he sees that all of the flesh and all of the things are but a parable. And he never literalizes the parable. If it's sex, he sees it's but the fulfillment of this. If it's whatever it is, it's just, it's a parable. That's why when you look at life, knowing that everything that you perceive is but a parable, you don't get hooked on it.
Well, I'm not talking about the doing part. I'm talking about just the being. You know, like he pops out of the womb, right, and he gets to 13, and then he becomes under the law. And then you're saying at that point, then he understands what the law is. The, you know, and so that's how he perfects it. He transforms it into
spirit. Okay, my only purpose in life.
That's the only way that we have.
That's right. My only purpose in life is to transform or to cause the commonplace to become spiritual. If I can succeed in doing that in your lives, then I've succeeded. But if I am not able to make the commonplace spiritual, but instead I cause you to think there are two worlds, namely spirit and flesh, then I have failed and I've become a Pharisee. The goal of life is to spiritualize all things, especially the smallest, the most common. Okay? Did you get a hold of her? All right. Everything, well, let's go here. This line right here represents time, space. It's this world. It's everything that can be perceived by the senses. And here, entering into the, by the way, we have this line goes outward, because every time that one of the ancients saw Christ, then he was translated into that And this is the end. Yes.
So is flesh the veil or is time the veil?
It's a very large brick wall.
Well, to Christ, flesh was the veil. And he had to break through that veil to get to here. To us, the flesh is there, but we have the problem of we have to see through time. This top line really is a dot.
Yeah.
But for the sake of convenience, I just made a line.
The vanishing point.
This is the olam. And it's called, that's the word for eternity in Hebrew. Olam. And it means the vanishing point. This is time. Now, throughout history, from Abel onward, every single time that man saw through the veil of the flesh, and that's all he had to do was see. He saw the day of Christ, and he was glad, and he was transfigured. And it doesn't matter. It was from Abel to Abraham to Moses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All the men of God who were called blameless were those that saw the fulfillment. Well, now, at his resurrection, at the resurrection of Christ, from the day of the resurrection until the end is the day of God, or the day of the Lord, or judgment day. There's only one day. And everything, by definition, since he said it's finished, the kingdom of God cometh not by observation, but the kingdom of God is within you, that means within every one of you is the capacity to see that fulfillment, that perfection. Now, boom. Nothing else has to happen. And from God's standpoint, that's the only reason this day is still existing. So that a body of people will see this finished point, eternity, the New Jerusalem, now. It will never again be deceived by what the flesh says it needs or wants. Because you already know, as you see the day of God, that all fulfillment is there. Now, this is really what the book of Galatians is about. You could summarize the whole book of Galatians as this. Now, the mystery is, what happens to you, you've seen it 1,000 times, each one of you, that everything in your life is wrong. And all of a sudden, something happens. And you see, whether you can put it in these words or not, you see that all things are under him, and you get a glimpse of this day. And once you get a glimpse of this day, this point, this New Jerusalem, this eternity, then everything that you thought was troubling you disappears. It vanishes as darkness is dispelled by light. And everything that locks you into this lower kingdom is that which is necessary. It's what the Bible calls antagonism. It's ha-Satan, the opposer, to test whether or not this is real in your life. So this, everything, the only thing that causes you to be, the only thing that's to, there's no situation that you can be in which you cannot experience this because of the resurrection. And every situation that you are in and your sensory judgments about that situation are an enemy of that place. Every single time. Okay. Everything's cool. You're probably not up here, but you're at least up in here somewhere. And all of a sudden, something happens. Somebody doesn't pay attention to you. Somebody does something that you think is wrong. You're faced with something you fear. What happens? That point, then, you're either driven down here so that you're in this world, in time and space, or you are translated into the kingdom. Now, the mystery of God is this.
he says, that's fine. Over here, we were able to get up there individually. Now he says, we can have glimpses of this point, but you can't stay there alone.
And doesn't that reside in each one of us?
Every one of us.
Right. It isn't like something out there.
No, it's already there. Remember? Look, everybody quickly look at Luke 17. Somebody read verse 20.
And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God shall come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation.
Yeah.
Neither shall we say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you.
Okay. That within you point is the common denominator of all men. Animals don't have that point. The common denominator of all point is all men have one thing in common. What they have in common is they have this mathematical point in their life that has the capacity to touch this olam, to touch eternity. And when you are walking in the light in that unity, then you have fellowship on one another. If your togetherness is based on anything else, then you have to fall into the second law of thermodynamics. It has to denigrate. It's called entropy. No matter how well intentioned, the moment you fall into that, then you fall into rules and judgments and law. And you say things like, you ought to be like this. You should be like that.
God knows you shouldn't be like that.
But whatever it is, it drives you down to the lower realm of this world. It doesn't matter whether it's financial or health or anything. But in this world, it doesn't matter what you're doing as long as you know this.
So all that was there before Christ.
It was the capacity for it was always there, right?
Before he was born, all that was there.
That's why it says, that's why these lines, that's what this meant. That was seeing the day of Christ, seeing the end. That's why it says, Abraham saw my day and was glad. It says, the gospel was preached unto them, but it wasn't mixed with faith in them that heard it, except a few. That any time that they saw the offerings and saw that completion, they were there.
So knowing that, that's even seeing another picture of what he did. He let himself come out of that, put on flesh, give up everything, give up and allow himself to be ridiculed, mocked, killed.
Right.
I mean, he gave it up at the beginning and all the way through and at the end.
Right. Remember, the Lamb was slain from before the foundation of the world. You were chosen in him from before the foundation of the world. But this is the mystery. This is the gospel. The gospel doesn't have anything to do with bringing these things, the things up here down to here. That's called, the gain is godliness. That's called, oh, I know what let's do. Let's go have a seminar.
Let's use gospel.
I know, let's use it to have a good marriage. I know, let's use it to have nice kids. I know, let's use it to be rich. I know, let's use it to be healthy. Whatever it is, ain't gonna happen.
So his state of being wasn't that he had to keep his eye on that vanishing point. His state of being was knowing that he was this thing.
Well, it's the same as yours. Because you're a joint heir, a co-inherent. And as he walked through life, by the searching of the scriptures, by the seeing of the vanity of all things, he slowly began to dawn on him who he was. And that's the same thing that happens to us. In us. It slowly begins to dawn on us. Here we are. And we stop dealing down here at all. We stop. You know, that's why, you know, I don't understand why anyone wants to talk to me about stuff. Ever. I was telling the same thing. Get out of here and get up there.
Anything else talk about?
Any questions?
Yeah.
Apartment years.
Yeah. party in the world.
This is your party in New Jersey.
And that's it. It's very simple. But that's, you know, once you're down here, okay, I know what let's do. Let's everybody give their opinion about something. That's what they do on some of these other Bible studies.
but until you reach that vanity point in the world, I mean, you can't, there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
But toward that vanity point, right?
Trying to squeeze
well, but everybody, I promise you, there isn't a person alive.
Hey, you're there.
Otherwise, you're like intellectualizing, you're empathizing.
Well, you just sold out. You knew that already.
Everybody
knows it real quick, but they sell out.
This is crap, but that's okay.
I have
this
to
is
do
really
it.
Stupid. These people are making believe.
Now, this is called the day of the Lord, the judgment day, the day of God. It's all, everything. I mean, and yet, you know, everybody thinks that this day is going to be way out here somewhere, and we're going to have yo-yos bouncing around here somewhere. But again, this is the gospel.
Because they don't understand it's all one day.
There's nothing else to happen. There's nothing left to do. You're either here or here. It doesn't matter what anybody else does or doesn't do. You're here or here. Never has anything to do with anybody else. I mean, it's either there or it isn't. It's finished or it's not. You're going to play these little games down here and go into a little, oh, they said this and he said that, and they did this and they did that. Hello. Come and talk to me about it.
We'll have a chat.
Counseling.
How to talk to him.
How does Bruce make up the anger?
Talk to
Bruce is the anger.
Is that square?
Huh?
How so?
Well, let's go. I'm glad you asked.
How do you spell it?
P-A-R-O-U-S-A. U-S-I-A. Perusa.
It's like, so by faith we wait for Perusa.
Huh?
By faith we wait for Perusa, but we won't see it until...
Well, I know. We see it. I know it. I don't have any doubt it. It's already happened.
Wrong. I mean, it's one day.
This was a real good one to miss the first half hour of.
Right.
Like, what are we talking about?
Harry, listen.
You, Harry.
Whose fault is this?
Let's go. When you pray, pray in this wise. Listen to what he said. Our Father, so by saying that, he's saying there's no man on earth are their little fathers. I mean, let me give you an example. Of manipulation to the nth degree. I'm out there with Ben. Ben's running around. Everything's happy. Mike comes out the door.
I'm really hurt.
Mike fell for it.
Sure he did.
My child.
He needs me.
It's a hustle.
To the hustle. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do. It's a con. Okay, let me see if I can give you another con. Somebody does something that makes you mad. But then you forget what they did to make you mad. But you stay mad so you can have the joy of making them miserable.
Now who would do something like that?
Okay, let's look at the Lord's Prayer.
Is this the gulf Lazarus is talking about, the distance between these two?
The distance. I've been there. I've spent a lot of time there at the top. I pray that I stay there all the time. Everything that's needed is there. We look not at the things that are seen, but the things which are not seen. God is never going to show you that by your eyes. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the parousia of the Son of Man. Boom, it's over. Looks just like it was. They'll be marrying and giving in marriage. They'll be arguing and psychobabbling. There'll be little opinions and opinionateds. Mom! That's why we, by knowing the terror of God, we persuade men. That's why in this fear, knowing that that could come any instant, we give no credence that we are never a debtor to the flesh, nor are we ever a debtor to the senses.
How do you say it comes if it already is? I mean, that's...
Well, how do you say it's finished if it doesn't look finished?
But there's a...
How do you say, Father, our Father, pray in this wise, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
I understand that.
I mean, that's the whole point. That's why faith defines, that's what the meaning of the word faith is. Faith is that it's already finished, no matter what it looks like. And the moment you know that, boom, it's finished. Okay, go to 1 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming, the word coming is parousa. It's better translated as presence. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him. Together. You can't do this alone. I wish to God I could have done this alone. Everybody understand that clearly?
That's why I came back, right?
I wished I could have done it alone. I didn't give a shit about anybody else. I tried. 5 years I tried to do it alone. Just like all of you are trying to do it alone.
Can't be enough of a test. You gotta have a bunch of people bumping around.
That's right.
What's the deal?
Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Now listen carefully. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come. That parousa, that final, the end of it, shall not come, except there come a falling away first. An apostasy is the word. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Well, guess what, folks? The man of sin and the son of perdition have been revealed. It's you, and it's me. That's a biggie. I've never seen anybody write about that. I've never seen anybody write what we teach anywhere, and I've read a whole lot.
So this second coming stuff.
You're still waiting.
There is a second coming.
Yeah, but it's end. It's the end. It's the over. It's boom.
It is the second coming.
Right.
And that's the parousia.
But we have to experience the parousia corporately before it can happen. That's why it's taken 2,000 years. That's why this day has lasted 2,000 years. We can't do anything to speed up, but we can do a whole lot to slow it down.
So you're talking about corporately, though, but here the son of perdition has to be revealed in each person corporately. A
body has to see who it is. I believe the size of that body is 120 people, but that's just my personal belief. Once 120 people see that, it's gone, it's ended, it's over. That's why once 120 people were gathered in as one mind, then the day of Pentecost happened.
So the son of perdition isn't, I mean it is, like we're members in particular, even in this, the body of, there's an Antichrist, the world contains the body of the Antichrist.
The world is the body of the Antichrist.
So once, that's why that we have to have a corporate body that's work as an antibody against that,
right,
so to speak.
Now listen. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Who opposeth, now listen to this carefully, who opposeth
and exalteth himself above all that is called God. Now tell me, any one of you who haven't done that? Or that is worshipped. Tell me, anyone, what you do is you worship yourself, just like every man does. So that he, as God, sitteth where?
In the
temple. Who is the temple? You are. So you, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself. Look at it. Showing himself that he is God. Didn't show anybody else. I tell you one for sure, one thing. I do not believe that Harry is God. No part of me, slightest part of me, believes that. But Harry believes
he's
God.
You should, buddy. You're going to get
See, I thought that when I first got here.
Nobody wants, well, you know, I mean, I could go through each one of you. All right. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. The brightness of his presence. He first is destroyed by the brightness of his presence within you. That's why you can never dispel darkness by analyzing it. You dispel darkness by light. The New Jerusalem is called light, love, peace, joy, all of the other things that are only possibly realized there. So don't get yourself locked in this lower world. There's no reason. There's no righteous reason to be locked in the lower world. There's stupid reasons.
Well,
does everybody understand this a little bit?
Yeah.
Anybody disagree with this?
No.
Why? I have a question about what is that thousand-year brain business? Where does that fit in?
That's what that is.
The cruising?
The day of the Lord is 1,000 years. That's the king, that's the Messiah, that's the famine of Messiah. But it's 1,000 years back in those days, 1,000 meant a big number.
A day to the Lord is as if 1,000 years.
Countless number of years.
These are parallel, these are as
same,
the world
exact.
Exists, the 1,000 years.
Yeah, it's the same thing, the famine of Messiah, the day of the Lord, and the reign of 1,000 years, all at the same time. I'll go over that in great detail and prove it to you someday if you're interested.
Yeah, because I mean, it does talk about this. I mean,
Revelation 20 says it twice. 1,000-year reign. That's what this is. That's why time exists. He is God. He is reigning over all things. All things are under his feet. Doesn't look that way. Every knee is bowing. Every tongue is confessing. Doesn't look that way. Never will. Looks that way from Perusa's standpoint, looks that way from the New Jerusalem standpoint, and never will from the flesh's. Because as the flesh, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. The flesh always will be, will mock, scoffers and mockers saying, where is the evidence of his presence?
That's how it looks from the curse.
Now, aren't you tired of being a scoffer and a mocker saying, where is the evidence of his presence by your stupid little complaining? Remember how many people were destroyed for murmuring? That was a lesson for you. The earth swallowed them up, just like your earth swallows up the mystery. So get out of it.
Get out of it. Get over it.
Get over it.
Deal with it.
Deal with it.
She can't give it away.
Okay, take a big time.